This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Take us to 7 after the hour here on the DJV program. Welcome to another Picture Perfect radio program. Thanks to the beautiful and lovely and intelligent Jennifer Horn. Is that sexist? Victoria Keeling, Kara Schillen? No, it's not. It's a compliment.
It's only sexist if you're calling me ugly.
No. Ah, I see. Okay. Well, let's get the energy going here, Jennifer. What are you creating for us this hour?
Well, a little follow-up on the big fire at Notre Dame. There are still a lot of investigations going on into what caused that fire. A scaffolding firm that was working on the roof of Notre Dame said that some of its workers had smoked on the site, but ruled out that a cigarette butt might have started the fire that destroyed the oak-framed roof last week. A spokesperson for the family-owned company that does the scaffolding confirmed a report that ran in the French newspaper just a day or so ago in La Canard in Chanay. I don't know. Well, you could figure that out. I don't speak French. They told Reuters that some workers of its scaffolding unit, thank you for that, had informed police that they had sometimes smoked on the scaffolding despite a smoking ban at the site of Notre Dame. They said, "We condemn it, but the fire started inside the building. So for the company, this wasn't our fault. It was not a cigarette butt that set Notre Dame de Paris on fire," according to the spokesperson. But investigators are still making sure that that is indeed the case, because police have reported now finding the remains of 7 cigarette butts in the burnt-out cathedral. So kind of a new wrinkle in all of this. Could it be possible that these workers on the roof, a wood roof, we should probably highlight one more time, were they up there smoking? Could that have been part of what caused this? They're denying it, of course, as you would. I don't think any human being would want to be the cause of the fire that broke out, that we all watched in horror as Notre Dame was devastated. I don't think anybody would want to say that they're the person that did that, but certainly it's one of the avenues that investigators are going down.
I don't think, I've said a couple of times, I think frequently actually, with regard to my own experience, I've seen circumstances, I've been involved in doing remodeling with my own people, and I know that if you overload a circuit, and these old buildings are loaded with old wire, my house actually is, and I've had the problem here, we had to redo a lot of the panels, because the old panels didn't have the ability to take more than 20 amps. And that whole business, even if you had 220, if you're doing a lot of people working, and there's not, I gotta believe there's not a lot of electrical outlets in running around in that building.
Especially up in the attic.
Right, exactly. So
yeah.
That's
but the only thing is, the only reason, I thought initially that this must have been a spark from an electrical fire or, like you said, Doug, overwhelming the circuits. But it is weird, though, that the fire didn't start until, wasn't it right before 7 p.m. local time or 6:30 p.m.?
It was 6:20. And don't forget, the first fire alarm went off and no one could really find the smoke. They couldn't find the source of it. And then it wasn't until 6:50 in the evening when they actually saw where the fire had actually started. So could it be a smoldering
those things,
butt of
hot
some
wires
kind?
Could be, they could cook for
hot
hours
wires before. Too, they could smolder. Yep, that's true.
Because the workers were gone, so I don't know that cigarette butts are really to blame, because the workers had all knocked off for the day, right?
Smoking is a scourge, but not in the
Yeah, I agree, yeah. I agree, but I don't know that that would have done it.
The Parisians love to smoke. Puff, 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 oh my God.
How dumb, though, even if it wasn't a cigarette butt, how dumb. You're working on a wood roof, and you're sitting up there smoking.
Completely irresponsible.
Give me a break.
Yep. Completely irresponsible. Also, while we're focusing on things outside of the country, you'll be interested to know that Rodrigo Duterte of the Philippines, the president there, says he's ready to go to war with Canada if Canada doesn't take back the trash that was shipped to Manila 6 years ago. He says it's illegal. 2,500 tons of trash sent by Canada-based plastics companies. No import clearances. Some of it's still sitting in the port of Manila. Prime Minister Trudeau said a couple of years ago he's trying to find a solution for the problem. Now, Rodrigo is threatening to sail the trash back to Canada and dump it on the Canadian shores. And meanwhile, the Canadian Embassy in the Philippines sent a statement saying the countries are working together. Send it to China. Although China's not taking waste anymore.
China doesn't want it anymore. Yeah, yeah, that's
been common practice.
Huge problem for America because we used to send all of our recycling over to China, and they just don't take it anymore. So this is a global problem. Trying to figure out who can really facilitate recycling and actually get stuff recycled, because as we said just yesterday, it's only 10%. Of recycling things that you properly put in a bin, only 10% of that actually gets recycled. So this is a global problem.
Everybody's lazy.
The Duterte guy, though, he's a whack job. I don't think anyone needs to launch a war with Canada over recycling.
Let's go to war with Canada. It's like America going to war with Mexico over the illegals. Let's go to war with Mexico, some people say.
But that's, like, you can kind of justify that. Who wants to seriously start a war over plastic bottles? It's just, he's a nut job.
Well, taking him seriously is silly. All right, Sri Lanka and the situation there after this past weekend. The president has called on all of his top security officials to resign. In the wake of the attack on Easter, police chief, defense secretary.
Because they were all warned about it, and no one did anything.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. The Americans were warning them. The Indians were warning them. How many people have been arrested so far? Dozens, right, in connection with this bombing?
40, last time I checked, yeah.
Yeah. So,
what's interesting about the facts that are coming out about the suicide bombers, because there were 6 suicide bombers in addition to the other people that were involved and that have been picked up so far. But the interesting thing about these, and I would say kids, they don't deserve that term, but these young men who blew themselves up, is that at least one of them, maybe more of them, were actually considered to be rich kids. They were considered to be well-to-do. And there's long been a perception, and President Obama used to talk about it all the time, that if we could just offer jobs and opportunity to these people, that they wouldn't become terrorists. And that sort of flies in the face of this, saying this is more about the ideology, more about the fact that they think God is ordering these killings more than economic opportunity or anything. Because we now know, it's been confirmed, that at least one of the bombers was considered to be well-to-do and had money and had resources and still chose to go down this path. And I think it's a good reminder for everybody to know that this is far more, I think, the vow that is taken to perpetrate these kinds of attacks goes beyond socioeconomic platforms. This is not like you had to turn to a life of crime because you couldn't afford to eat, so you had to steal. This is about people who believe that their God is directing them to kill people.
Oh, mental illness is what it's called.
Well, part of it, yes, but part of it is about a fully radicalized people.
Well, I think that contributes to mental illness. In the next half hour, we're going to talk about the opioid crisis here. Coming up in a moment, some travel information that's important. 15 past the hour on the DJV show.
Hello, this is Kerry Hall, America's healthcare advocate, with your health tip of the week. Gum disease. Gum disease is an infection of the tissues that surround and support your teeth. It is a major cause of tooth loss in adults. Because gum disease is usually painless, you may not even know you have it. Also referred to as periodontal disease, gum disease is caused by plaque. You know, that sticky film of bacteria that's constantly forming on your teeth. Here are some warning signs you need to know that can signal you may have a problem. Gums that bleed easily, red or swollen tender gums, gums that have pulled away from the teeth, persistent bad breath or bad taste, permanent teeth that are loose or separating, any change in the way your teeth fit together when you bite, or any change in the fit of partials or dentures. These are all signals that you may have a problem and it may be gum disease. So if you've got any of these issues or you think you have them, go see your dentist now if you suspect you have gum disease, because the sooner you treat it, the better. That's the way you solve gum disease.
Hey, Jan, did you look into my suggestion about switching to Sprint?
I owe too much my wireless contract to think about switching right now.
Don't let that stop you. Sprint's offering up to $650 per line to cover your switching costs.
$650?
It's their way of giving you a clean slate. Plus, if you lease a new iPhone, you can get an incredible new iPad on them.
This weekend only at your local Sprint store. Switch to Sprint and we'll cover your switching fees up to $650 per line via prepaid MasterCard. And if you lease a new iPhone, we'll give you an incredible new iPad on us. Get to your local Sprint store this weekend and save. Unless required phone trading credit provided after online registration and new phone activation. Amount based on early termination fee charged to remaining phone balance. Card term conditions and exclusion apply. Member FDIC. iPad 6th generation 32GB. $0 per month after 1970 monthly credit for 24 months. Credit applied within 2 bills. Requires new line on qualifying plan. Cancel early. Remaining balance fee tax if due at sale.
This is Carl on his motorcycle.
Let's ride till we run out of gas!
And this is Carl off his motorcycle.
Balsa wood is very different than teak. People confuse the two.
On his motorcycle.
Hey! Check out that view!
Off his motorcycle.
Let's do puzzles in the break room.
On.
Look at all that open road!
Off.
Look how long my fingernails are getting.
You're better on your bike. Progressive helps keep you on it. Get a quote in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel costs, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
The Federal Aviation Administration has approved the delivery of some drones. This from Google's parent company, Alphabet, got the okay to open their drone delivery service, an important first step for the drone industry. I think this is nothing but trouble, frankly. Air carrier certification was given to them. It's called Wing Aviation. They've been testing their drone delivery service over in Australia, but there's nobody who lives in Australia, so give it to the Aborigines. Wing says its drones have flown 70,000 test flights, 3,000 deliveries, and the country there says their service is safe. So now with the approval from the FAA, Wing says it'll start testing in Virginia over the next couple of months. I am not a fan of this at all. Not one.
Not a fan of drones or not a fan of what?
No, not a fan of drones. Not at all. Not one bit.
Why?
Because there's you can't really control them. There's too damn many of them around. Can you imagine a sky full of drones doing this stuff? They'd be banging into each other, falling on the highways, falling on people's houses. Nah, it's nothing. This is another one of those things that's come to market too quickly because of corporate pressure. Nope. All right, I wonder what's going on. We talked a little about this earlier in the week, these cameras in the airplane seats. Senators proposing a bill to prevent this.
I want to see that.
I'm trying to figure out.
People are at their worst when they travel. Like, why would you want to watch
them? But what business? How do you have the right to use them? I love to ride on planes that have the entertainment device in the seat back. I think that's cool. It makes it very easy, the trip much easier. But I don't want to think that somebody's got a camera in that device looking at me, whether I'm asleep on the seat or, you know, maybe I'm blowing
my
nose.
Well, it's not really so much looking to see you pick your nose. It's really what the safety concern is, what other information can a camera in the in-flight entertainment system, what else can
it mean? Yeah, they want to know what you're doing. Right.
Yeah. It's really more like, can it see passwords? Can it see your laptop? Can it see your personal stuff that's on your phone? That's really where the privacy aspect comes into play.
Yeah.
And these senators also want to know, why are the cameras there to begin with? There's no good answer for that.
Exactly. And I wasn't picking my nose, Victoria, by the way.
Yeah. We knew that's blowing what you were alluding
we
to.
We got to see that in your socks. Ew.
21 after the hour.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Anyway, Prince songs. Prince has been in our focus a lot this week, musically, actually a lot lately. Now
a
comes
new biography coming out, yeah.
Yeah, and his sister Sharon has accused Commercial Bank of mismanaging the Prince estate. Half-sister, she's one of the many people that stood in line to get his dough. She's one of the official heirs. There are six of them to the estate. She says that 3 years after Prince died, virtually nothing about the estate has been settled. So there's a lot of infighting between the heirs and the bank, which is administering his estate. So thousands of court filings, millions of dollars in legal fees, which is, of course, what the lawyers love. Money, no real estate assets have been distributed to any of the beneficiaries. If the bank's powers are not curbed, she says, Prince's estate will be bankrupt by the end of the year. Yeah, that's pretty much the leave it to the lawyers. 45 people came forward. Remember after he died, claiming they were
crazy.
Somehow or other legitimate heirs to his estate, somewhere between $100 million and $300 million. Wait till I... Somebody that works for me is going through a divorce, and he has combined property value of about $1 million. And the lawyers already have the... I asked him the other day. He works with me on the farm. I said, what's the legal bill so far? $100,000.
Yeah, wow. They've paid...
His lawyer and his wife's lawyer.
They've paid $3 million in legal fees so far. And apparently the bank is getting paid, like $125,000 a month to administer the estate. Yeah.
To administer the estate. Yep, yep. The bank has stated in court filings there can be no distribution to the heirs until the tax bill from the IRS is paid, and that's $31 million. So anyway, he had $97 million in cash when he died, $40 million in real estate holdings, and asking the court to limit the bank's powers. And the banks scum just like lawyers. You know, they're just going to suck out of it as much as they can. It's one of those legal loopholes. Remember, most of the people in Congress are lawyers. I can tell you something. And then most of the states have lawyers as reps as well. Next up on the musical screen here on the DJV program with Jen Jen, Victoria Cara, and the Dougster, Survivor and the Destiny Child musical, scheduled for a premiere in Houston next year, offering an honest behind-the-scenes look at the creation of this big girl group. Not big girl group, but...
group of big girls.
Big girl, yeah. A grandchild of Matthew Knowles, who's a father to Beyonce, Solange, uncle to Kelly Rowland, and former manager of Destiny's Child, he was trying to say. So the story is told from his perspective. He said, quote, "I want to pull the curtain back. I feel it's time to give the world an opportunity to hear, see, and feel the victories and the failures that I've had as a husband, father, and manager who risked everything in pursuit of fulfilling the dreams of my own and others." So this musical
just sounds like this might as well just be called the Matthew Knowles story.
Yeah, it's a big ego trip for him.
Yeah, for him.
Some money.
Yeah.
Right, exactly.
But people are so into Destiny's Child and still hoping that they'll get back together, so people are probably going to love this story. It's not unlike the Jackson 5 story. You know, there's the dad who was basically running a boot camp in his basement for these girls and teaching them, you know, their moves and all kinds of stuff. So it worked. Yeah. They were a huge girl group.
Yep.
Yep. Yep. But who's around? Kelly Rowland's still sort of around. I don't know.
Yeah,
Michelle Williams does Broadway and gospel.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So that's it. Something to look forward to if you are a fan of Destiny's Child. 28 past the hour here on the DJB show.
Lumber Liquidators Flooring Company has you covered with the hottest styles for any room. Get 15 to 25% off our best-selling floors, like Rose Canyon Pine Waterproof Vinyl and Wide Plank Willow Manor Oak Hardwood. Get started today with special financing, and we can arrange the installation for you. See the flooring experts at your local Lumber Liquidators today. Lumber Liquidators, beautiful floors for less.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Jeff Olson. Fiber is in your breakfast cereal. It's in your lunch salad. It can even be found in your snacks.
Dietary fiber is the parts of the plant that are not digested nor absorbed by our body.
Despite that, Mayo Clinic dietitian Kate Zaratsky says fiber in both soluble and insoluble form plays several important roles.
Both soluble and insoluble fiber can help with weight control because fiber helps us feel full.
Soluble fiber, which dissolves to a gel in water, can help slow digestion, lower bad cholesterol, and regulate blood glucose. Insoluble fiber is bulky and draws in water. It promotes the comfortable movement of food through your digestive system.
So it'll help keep you more regular.
To be more regular and healthier, add fiber to your diet with whole grain products, fruits and vegetables, beans, and nuts and seeds.
And drink plenty of water.
Fiber works best when it absorbs water in your body. For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
Here's that song again.
Yay!
Here's that song again.
For the 100th time today.
Here's that song again.
It's gonna be stuck in your head all day.
Yay!
Here's that song again.
It will make you cray cray.
You love your kids enough to watch that TV show a bajillion times.
Yay!
Love them enough to make sure they're in the right car seat for their age and size. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump tweeting, "Welcome to the race, Sleepy Joe," as the former Vice President Joe Biden becomes the 20th Democrat to get into the race for 2020. As for word, he doesn't want former President Obama to endorse him. Biden telling reporters,
"I asked President Obama not to endorse, and he doesn't want to. Whoever wins this nomination should win it on their own merits."
Now, earlier, Biden announcing via video he's running, saying our best days still lie ahead.
"I believe history will look back on 4 years of this president and all he embraces as an aberrant moment in time. But if we give Donald Trump 8 years in the White House, he will forever and fundamentally alter the character of this nation, who we are, and I cannot stand by and watch that happen."
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
I know what time it is, 34 after the hour on the quintessential DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, whose job it is to actually to take us into this half hour. Kara's at the controls, looking mindfully at all those colored objects in front of her, right? You get the perspective on all those colored objects?
I mean, it's pretty much just gray with some red buttons.
Are you talking about buttons?
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Miss Chuckler, what do you have for this half hour?
Well, there is a really, really wonderful trending story that has actually gone viral. And I think it's we should all focus on simple acts of kindness, and that's exactly what the story is. And this happened last week, and it's just now kind of trickling out nationally. A guy named Jamario Howard, he is 23 years old. He is from Lincoln, Alabama, and he shared a heartwarming story of his dinner experience with friends on Facebook. And he was eating at Brad's Barbecue in Oxford, Alabama, which is actually a town I've been to. With two friends last Thursday when he noticed an elderly woman sitting alone at a booth just right near them. And he wrote, my exact thought was, dang, I'd hate to eat by myself. And he said he consulted his two friends, and while they were waiting for their food to be delivered, he decided that he should join the woman at her table. So he approached her, he asked if he could sit with her, she agreed, and she said her name was Eleanor. So he said that Eleanor then told him all about her grandchildren and the volunteer work that she does at a local hospital and the activities that she does and her husband and all the things that she and her husband used to do together. And then she revealed why she was sitting alone at the restaurant. Her husband had passed away, and she said it would have been their 60th wedding anniversary, and that's why she was out to dinner. And so this really wonderful, just very simple act of kindness. The group of four ended up spending 45 minutes together. They all had the waiters and waitresses bring all the food together to one table. And so they sat there, and the waitress took a picture. And the picture has now gone viral. It's been shared over 50,000 times. It has over 16,000 comments. And as you can imagine, in the world that's so divided, and this is just such a wonderful story. And, you know, a lot of people are also pointing out that there is a racial component here as well. These are three young black men with an elderly white woman, and the fact that they even thought to approach her and find out what her story was, why she was there alone, and to have so much sympathy for her, especially at a young age. I mean, let's be honest, most 22, 23-year-old guys are pretty self-absorbed, so it's kind of a miracle story all the way around, but it's very sweet, and you'll probably see it if you're on social media. This story has been just really spreading like wildfire. His name's Jamario Howard, and it's on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, and just lots of really wonderful vibes being sent out from this story. So congratulations to all of them. And sometimes, you know, when you put yourself out there, you can make a real difference in someone's life, and it only took them just a few minutes of thinking about another person, and it's a, you know, really heartwarming story.
All right, so Captain Curmudgeon here with a couple of other things that have gone viral. That's a good story, great story, in fact. You can make your own judgments on some of the things I'm looking at right now that have gone viral in the last 24 hours. A picture from a daughter of a ghost in her dad's room. A lot of people, if you look at this picture, you will freak out. Very scary. And there's a picture of an elephant, a baby elephant, sort of like in the spirit of Dumbo, has been cast aside by the rest of the elephants in the clan, including his mother, for whatever the reason, poor little thing. There's a picture of a young Islamic lady in front of, she posted her picture, she took it in front of, it's actually pretty funny. These fat old white guys, skinheads, are having a protest in front of some store. I don't even know what the store is, but yeah, it posts stuff. Islam is a religion of blood and murder. The blood from Jesus is given as a ransom for all mankind. Posters like that. And she's sitting on the curb in front of them with a victory sign, a big smile on her face. I just found it to be kind of a chuckler. And then there's the picture of a woman who's being arrested by the police as they rip off her pants. So her butt is exposed.
Wow. So these are things you're saying have gone viral, or are they just random things that have popped up?
No. Look at the one you see. No, you can see the picture of this woman here. This is really something else. Anyway, some of the viral things. Speaking of viral, this whole business about the opioid crisis is something that I think we need to deal with for a couple of minutes. The president has been talking about it lately, talking about prescription drugs. There was a conference, I believe, opioid
yesterday.
Conference yesterday. And so the focus is on the pharmaceutical companies. In this particular circumstance, this Justice Department announcement focuses on two executives of the Rochester Drug Cooperative, also known as RDC, illegally distributing oxycodone and fentanyl. They are suspicious, like thousands of suspicious prescriptions and orders for opioids. It's like they were paying the doctors off Here, I guess that's
the
charge.
Now, that's the thing. Yes, we have to go after the pharmaceutical companies, but you know
the
there
doctors.
Are a lot of doctors yes. and physician assistants and anyone who can and registered nurses who can write prescriptions. They have to be held accountable too. They should lose their medical license, and that's it. It should be end of story.
Just reading this story in the paper, maybe it was over the weekend, about what lengths doctors are going to try to beat the system of this overprescription.
Saw the same story I did in the L.A. Times about how the legislators are working. Well, you go ahead with it. I'm just giving you.
Oh, but I saw a story about a doctor. So they are cracking down on doctors slowly but surely. There is still a ton, especially at urgent care facilities, that will write you prescriptions for these things. And people know that and they'll pay top dollar to get it. But the story that I saw was a dentist who would actually perform dental work on people that they didn't need, like pull their teeth out and stuff like that, just so that they could justify giving them a prescription.
Yeah.
Imagine that. Oh,
jeez.
Well, so yesterday I have three different ways of pursuing my health, and we talk about it on the air here. I get a cardiological exam from Dr. Ken every year. I go to Jack for really important analysis of what's going on in my system and for adjustments on my neck and back, which are really pretty traumatic. And then I've now started to see a local homeopath. You went online for better health, you'd see the number four. The story of it's a small concierge kind of medical situation. And we've analyzed all of my blood work and things. I spent an hour or so with the people there yesterday. And one of the things that came up during the course of our conversation was how I need to deal with the bit of candida that I have in my system. I don't mind talking about myself as an example because everybody has this in varying degrees. But what happens most of the time, according to this lady that's there, was that a prescription would be given to somebody. And so we started talking about prescriptions, and she was looking at my record. She says, "You don't use prescription drugs." And then she looked at me and she said, "I don't know one." She's 50. She told me that she's a runner and an athlete, and she said, "I haven't got one friend that isn't on some kind of prescription med." And she said, at your age, you are the first person I have met and treated in this facility that doesn't have any medical. You have no medical needs, and you have no meds. You're not on any
meds.
You're
lucky.
And I'm not. I'm the only guy. Now I started thinking about it, and we had this conversation. Most everybody that I know, my age or younger, is on meds. Everybody gets some kind of prescription. But I mean, that's what you're dealing with here. It's not just the opioid crisis, but the fact that the pharmaceutical companies are so inveigled into our life. We expect if we have a problem, somebody, the doctor, the nurse, whoever, all the people you just went through, Jennifer, are going to give us a prescription to take care of whatever the problem is. That's our psychology. That's our way of thinking. Everybody wants to have some kind of, and she said to me, "You don't understand. I'd never even thought about it this way." She said, "You don't have no idea how unique you are when it comes to this sort of thing." I said, well
it's true, because most people your age, and I don't mean to sound ageist, but most people, let's just say over 65, most people are on some sort of a blood thinner. They're on some sort of metformin or something for blood pressure. They're on something for type 2 diabetes or to keep their sugar low. They're on a statin. I mean, if you think about it, that's like five things right there that most people over 65 are on. So you're very fortunate that you're not on any of it. And then you don't need it.
No, but you understand to a point what it is, the whole prescription. I think Trump was talking about prescription drugs in general and then opioids. But the prescription situation in our country, the impact of big pharma is something you have no idea how much. Look at the damn television. Every time you turn on a show, every single spot every kind of drug you can imagine.
And that's why it's so scary, because people down the hall who have a knee surgery are put on opioids to recover, and then they're hooked on it, and then the next thing you know, they have a heroin needle coming out of their arm because they can't afford the prescription anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's something
it's sad, and these are people
really
that are not
this
just
ought to be
drug
a big
addict.
Presidential. This ought to be a very important part of the presidential election or any election that's going on nationally or even regionally in the next year or so. This needs to be a big, this would be, if I had a chance to talk to Joe Biden or Kamala Harris or Bernie Sanders or whoever it was that was running Trump.
Well, Bernie has been trying for years to even to just lower the cost of prescription drugs, especially
for seniors.
To make
it more available.
But
so, yeah, so more people would be on drugs. Yeah,
well, no. But for there are life-saving drugs that some people
need
to be on.
But
so
we are on. It's too much,
opioids.
Victoria. It's there are so many different ways. It's finding food and supplements that will take care of whatever these sort of problems are because they exist. It's just easier and much more profitable to give you a drug than it is to give you something.
Well, people want to eat people, and yeah, and so people want to eat really bad fattening food and just take some Lipitor, and they don't. I'll just take a Lipitor. I don't need to worry about my cholesterol or whatever. I'll just keep eating.
You know,
Big Macs. You know that happens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. So anyway, that's our protest for the morning. 46, actually 47 after the hour here on the DJV program.
Hey, Jan, did you look into my suggestion about switching to Sprint?
I owe too much my wireless contract to think about switching right now.
Don't let that stop you. Sprint's offering up to $650 per line to cover your switching costs.
$650?
It's their way of giving you a clean slate. Plus, if you lease a new iPhone, you can get an incredible new iPad on them.
This weekend only at your local Sprint store. Switch to Sprint and we'll cover your switching fees up to $650 per line via prepaid MasterCard. And if you lease a new iPhone, we'll give you an incredible new iPad on us. Get to your local Sprint store this weekend and save. Less required phone trading credit provided after online registration and new phone activation. Amount based on early termination fee charged to remaining phone balance, card terms, conditions, and exclusion of plan member FDIC. iPad 6th generation, 32 gigabytes, $0 per month after 1970 monthly credit for 24 months. Credit applied within 2 bills. Applies new line on qualifying plan. If you cancel early, remaining balance due, tax if due, etc.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
No one ever said, give it a bit. No one ever said, give it less. We say, give it everything. The world wasn't built by half measures, by the half-hearted. So when we set out to build our boldest SUV ever, we didn't hold anything back. Introducing the all-new Telluride. Kia. Give it everything. Expected spring 2019 in limited quantities.
Credit products are issued by WebBank, member FDIC. Rates and terms vary based on credit history. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Offer valid for loan products 90 days after today. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
Okay. About 2 days until the first credit card bill's due, and then the next one's on the 12th. Oh, wait, is it the 14th? Oh, and I don't get paid for 2 weeks.
Racking your brain to make credit card payments? Simplify your monthly expenses with a credit card consolidation loan through Avant. Avant helps you consolidate your debt into one fixed monthly payment at a competitive rate. Apply in just minutes. If approved, your funds are deposited as soon as the next business day.
Consolidating the debt has put me back in control of my finances.
To consolidate your credit card debt, go to Avant.com today. You could receive a loan from $2,000 to $35,000. Use promo code 6161, and you'll get a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first payment is made on time. Just go to Avant.com and enter promo code 6161. That's AVANT.com, promo code 6161.
This is Carl on his motorcycle.
Let's ride till we run out of gas!
And this is Carl off his motorcycle.
Balsa wood is very different than teak. People confuse the two.
On his motorcycle.
Hey! Check out that view!
Off his motorcycle.
Let's do puzzles in the break room.
On.
Look at all that open road!
Off.
Look how long my fingernails are getting.
You're better on your bike. Progressive helps keep you honest. Get a quote in as little as 3 minutes at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Do you
feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
After the hour, time now for continuation. Our constant flow of information about your medical health and well-being, part of the service of this program, and we bring to you to help service the needs that you have for medical information, Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's a practicing cardiologist down at Mount Dora's fabulous Lake Cardiology in Florida, just outside of Orlando. So let's get to a couple of these items as we continue our focus on you dissecting the info that comes from the medical journals. A couple of food-based items, including what happens if you skip breakfast. You're the cardiologist, so what's the connection there?
Journal of the American College of Cardiology this week. What a great way to change your lifestyle and stay on planet Earth longer, Doug. The news this week is that skipping breakfast can increase the risk of dying from heart disease. The risk of death from cardiovascular disease spikes by a whopping 87% for people who say they never eat the morning meal. Skipping breakfast has a link to changes in appetite, higher blood pressure, dangerous changes in cholesterol levels, and lower satisfaction after eating. There are clear benefits of eating breakfast in promoting cardiovascular health, Doug.
So, from the point of view of those people who don't, this is just another nail in your coffin. If you're eating the wrong foods to begin with, and then you don't have a good breakfast,
I would think it would be actually more or equally as difficult for most of the other things in your body, heart, lungs, all your everything. I can see what
87% is a huge spike. This is amazing. It's more than most would predict, but it is what it is.
All right, so in relationship to that, your favorite diet, the Mediterranean diet, is another food-based story this week. What's the this is an upside, I'm going to guess.
Yes, trying to lose weight. Listen up to the news this week out in the medical journal Obesity that eating a diet largely based in fruits, vegetables, whole grains, and nuts, Doug, may keep people from eating unhealthy amounts of other types of food. Primates that consumed a Mediterranean diet in the study ate less of any other available food and lost weight. It's published this week in Obesity Medical Journal. And by comparison, the animals on a Western diet, they ate far more than they needed and gained weight.
Mm-hmm. So there's a food preservative that's the subject of yet another one of the journals focusing on how people or what makes people fat, and they zero in on this common food preservative. What do you think of that?
Science Translational Medicine this week. Eating a preservative widely used in breads, baked goods, and cheese, Doug, may trigger metabolic responses that are linked to obesity and diabetes. This additive, it's called propionate, is actually a naturally occurring fatty acid produced in the gut. When it's used as an additive in processed foods, it helps prevent mold. However, consuming propionate can cause weight gain, resistance to insulin, and a rise in blood sugar and a subsequent surge in insulin. This resembles obesity, type 2 diabetes, and all the associated havoc.
Hmm. So then, on top of all that, there's a study in the Journal of Nutrition that I just saw suggesting vegans are the healthiest in our country. They may outlive us all. At least this study suggests that. You buying that?
Well, I think that diet and the Mediterranean diet, you know, we could arm wrestle about it, and cardiologists love to debate it, but I think both are outstanding. And you have to find out what works well for you. The Mediterranean works well for me. The vegan doesn't, but for many people, the vegan does, and I think that's great. You have to individualize this for each of us and find which works well for you, and then go on it.
All right. Interesting food news in the medical news this week. Here's some news for those of you who lack the energy to tackle your everyday work and home assignments. You're not in shape. You're struggling to try to get yourself going every single day. If that's your description, here's something that will be, I think, on the top of your shopping list. And maybe think about this for a little bit, what I have to say about this product, Nugenix, N-U-G-E-N-I-X. You will feel better because of the ingredients. So this is for mostly men who are working out in the gym and not performing well at work, not doing well with your love life. Testosterone plays an important part, and that's one of the main ingredients in Nugenix. Nugenix maximizes your energy, increases lean muscle mass, boosts your libido. So you're thinking to yourself, okay, this sounds good. You want a free bottle? Let's try it out. Free. Text FORCE to 321-321. That's how you get a free bottle of Nugenix. That's right. Be on your way to a more confident you. Text FORCE to 321-321. That's simple. FORCE to 321-321.
Haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.